Hey, everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
I'm Josh.
And today we are going to be going over all of Benny's numbers. And to do so, we got the man himself, Benny. Welcome back to the show.
Hello, little idiots and listeners.
Hello. So if anyone is not familiar with the horrible math you have done to our podcast, can you explain a little bit about what it is, how your system functions?
So the inspiration for this was when Jake and Josh started doing the best worst in MVPs and kind of seeing that as you could apply points to that system, and then it just kind of built from there, where I decided, hey, let's see how many points a ranger could get in a season.
How many times has the system changed at this point?
Every single season, I have had to make an adjustment.
So if you do that, do you then have to go back and adjust all the old ones?
If we want to be able to compare the different seasons whatsoever, they have to be the same criteria for points.
Right. How do you go about fixing readjusting them?
I have an Excel document that I just live and breathe every once in a while.
Do you edit it on your phone at work?
No, because I've got it. I have an actual Excel document on my laptop. I have it uploaded to Google Docs, but I usually just copy and paste to the Google Docs and don't actually work in there it's a little bit harder for me to work in the Google Docs.
Yeah, I imagine the functions and all the stuff you can do within it is probably different between the two.
Yeah,
I don't know though.
Excel is a little bit more robust, and so there's a more potential for me to do larger things with it.
Okay, cool. So Benny, we've already gone over all the past seasons. We did that last time. We did everybody. This time we're just doing Lightspeed Rescue. And then we got like a fun little bonus thing we're going to do at the end just to see where our hearts land versus our minds. So pretty excited about that. But what are we starting off with?
First off, I would like to thank a couple of people who've been helping me out with the database.
Oh, sweet. Yeah.
That Riley, Jack, and Luke have all signed on for helping me at least some capacity with the database. And so it's been going through the Mighty Morphin Power Ranger seasons and trying to get some information in for them.
Oh, nice.
So thank you very much, fellow humans.
Yeah, thank you guys for listening to those episodes again.
Yeah, you honestly, you couldn't pay me to do that. Not for less than $750.
Yep. All right, so the first thing that we'll start with is the season ranking.
Okay.
So the quick intro for this, if you want longer explanations, go back and listen to the last time Morphin Grid by the Number showed up.
Yep.
But each episode gets assigned a value based on whether it was a bad episode, okay, good, or an amazing episode, which is -1, 0 points, 1 point, or 2 points. Then we divide that by the number of episodes in that season, and you have points per episode, and we can rank the different seasons for how many points they got.
Okay, I have a question looking at this document. You have the lovely tabs down at the bottom. All the seasons are separated out. But I can't help but notice next to Lightspeed here, there is a tab that just says cats.
Oh, let's look at cats. What is this?
I'm so glad that you noticed that I titled that tab Cats.
This has future seasons on. Did you go through the wiki episodes and list every season that has cats in it?
That is short for categories.
Okay.
With the bonus of everybody does a double take when they see a tab listed cats.
I was hoping we were going to see a nice ranking of good cats.
I was like, how many cats have we talked about? There's only one that I can recall, and that's Hillard.
That's actually a person turned into a cat.
Yeah. She was only a kitty cat sometimes.
PC.
I will leave that to another fan to create that database.
That's somebody else's cross to bear. So what I want to know, since we're talking about season rankings, is where does this season, which was heralded as boring and you're not gonna like it. where did that land on the overall list of seasons?
So it is coming in at number one.
Hell yeah, it is.
It had 0.8, so 80% was its score. I think part of that was the fact that it had only three bad episodes, but four amazing episodes.
Only three bad ones. That is impressive.
That's very good.
Lightspeed Rescue.
Lightspeed Rescue crushed it.
Oh, yeah. Like, it was a very solid season. It only had six okay episodes as well, and everything else was good. So it ended up with 80%. That puts In Space at number two, Zeo is three, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Season 2 is number 4 with 58%.
Okay.
Lost Galaxy is 5 and Turbo is at 6.
I was going to say, how did Season 2 rank so high? But I see that 1 and 3 are not on the list.
Yes. 1 is almost complete. Jack has just a couple more episodes that he needs to go through and add, and then we can get a season score for it. And I don't even know where 3 is at this moment.
When you do 3, is Alien Rangers part of 3 or is it separated?
It is a part of it, but I can't separate it if you want me to.
I prefer it to be part of it.
Yeah.
I know it's going to absolutely tank.
It's going to tank
the average for sure.
It's going to flush it down that toilet.
But I feel like it says 3.5. It's included on the season 3 disc in the collection. It's got to be part of it. Those 10 bad episodes are their season 3's burden.
It's the anchor weighing it down.
Yeah, right at the albatross too. Around its neck. What a dumpy way to finish a season.
It started off so cool with ninjas.
Yeah. Yep. And they traded in a Power Ranger for the best Power Ranger, according to some people's lists. And then they took a big hole steamy dump on it. I have questions about this list, but
I have one question that's just like burning a hole in my proverbial pocket.
If it's this, don't ask it. I will get to this. Okay.
It is that.
Okay. We'll make it there. We'll have a Q&A period towards the end.
Okay.
So this is number one.
Yep.
Is there anything else about the season rankings?
No, the season rankings are pretty simple to do. I did debate whether I wanted to change amazing to only be worth 1.5 points, but it doesn't change the rankings at all. All it does is lower the percentages that each season has. So there's not really, I don't see much point in it right now.
Yeah, then you guys have to start working with fractions, and who wants to do that? I mean, maybe you do. I don't know.
I don't mind them. I'm technically already dealing with fractions.
Benny, you're fractioning fractions. I don't know. It seems like seems like a big mess to me. I went to film school, though.
You got a 0.5, your 0.8s.
I don't even know how you would do that. I honestly can't remember how to do fractions.
It would be 0.4.
No one knows, Josh.
I did it.
It could be any number. There's no telling.
I'm fair at math.
We don't have the technology to figure this out.
Trust me.
We're not there yet. What's next, Benny?
We've got our category breakdown. So in the cats tab,
okay. Let me get back over to these cool cats.
I have 7 different categories that I have found for best and worsts.
Okay.
So those categories, very briefly, are ranger, villain, support character, battles, interactions, story, and production.
Man, okay. Zeo's support characters were both crushing and failing it hard.
Yeah, it like the amount of bests that a category gets has no reflection, I feel like, on how many worse it can potentially get. Like, I haven't really seen any sort of like connection between those.
I was just trying to do that, and it's like, no, these are just kind of all over the place.
Yeah, it's hard for me to put these numbers to anything a little bit.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're like, oh, that's kind of neat information to have. So the way that I figured out to make it fun is to take these categories and try to attach a personality to it and anthropomorphize each season into a high school student.
Yes, please tell me about this wonderful child that is going to be...
Can we go back real quick?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you can also control the mouse.
What? It's in Lightspeed Rescue. This is the only season ever so far that we have worsted an interaction.
I will put money on that being Joel accosting Dr. Fairweather at work.
Yes.
Do you want me to answer that now or when we get to the breakdown?
Let's save it. All right, let's save it. All right, but
okay. I do have an answer to that question.
Okay, I'm just calling my shot. It's Joel. So who's this kid?
Well, to remind everybody who else we have in this class, Zio is our social butterfly. Turbo is our awkward artist. In Space is our evil loner kid. And Lost Galaxy is a big punchy boy.
Sure.
And stepping into the classroom now is Lightspeed Rescue. My description for him is that he's too pure and good for this world.
Oh.
He's never gotten in trouble and is so goody-goody that some of the other kids secretly kind of hate him.
He doesn't even know how to swear. This beautiful little boy.
He says darn a lot.
He says, oh, gosh.
Golly. Oh, shucks.
Ah, drats, man.
Yes.
I love him. He's my son, and I will protect him.
He's very sweet.
Now that season two is up, are we going to get a child for season two as well?
That would require there being a best and worst in order for me to give a category.
We would need to go back, rewatch every episode and best worst.
Hey, maybe after we catch up.
You know what? Honestly, we joked about just doing a lap, but like maybe.
Yeah, the only thing I can do going back is a season score, because that's listening to the episode, figuring out whether you guys thought it was bad or good. And that's something that you listen and you figure out whether this episode was good or bad or whatnot.
Right.
And so that's easy to do. But like,
yeah, we don't hide our feelings.
Somebody working in the database has put like good things and bad things from each episode. But it's kind of hit and miss on what the person has written down. And I don't know which of my wonderful volunteers has been putting that information in. So there's potential that we could do something eventually.
Well, hey, in like 8.5, 9 years, 10 years, I don't know how many years, but we're going to catch up sooner or later. And then on the upside, you do have a best worst MVP for the first episode.
It is very likely that when we get caught up, I will be gray.
Uh-huh.
That's crazy.
Yeah. You're going to have two recliners by then.
I'm going to have to record from a recliner. By the time I hit 40, you'll be lucky to get me out of that
sucker. You'll have to bring one over.
I mean, that sounds pretty comfortable.
I love recliners. We went to the Cinemark to see...
That's a good one.
To see Halloween a couple weeks ago. And they have like nice reclining theater seats. Every row is separated by a wall, so you don't have to worry about anyone being in front of you or behind you.
Have you been to an Alamo yet?
I have not been to the Alamo.
Oh, we should go to an Alamo. They're great. Also, you get food. They have a burger called the Royale with cheese. It is delightful. And you can get alcoholic milkshakes, which is great. Still a milkshake, so I'm still gambling with my life when I drink one.
I don't know why, but I love the idea of drinking like a beer or something at a movie theater, like just because it's such an uncommon thing, I guess.
It's great.
You can get draft beer at the Cinemark.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Nice.
I didn't.
Come to Austin.
You get all these
opportunities and more. So this beautiful child, do we have anything else we need to say about him?
Besides,
I love him and I want to protect him.
We can talk a little bit more about like what the category numbers and how they broke down. So
yes,
this followed the trend with the Rangers being the most best.
Sure.
There were 20 instances of the Rangers getting the best, which for whatever reason, 20 is like the normal number for a season. And
it's
I found
half.
But Zio was like 50 episodes and it was still 20. And then this is like 40 episodes and it's still 20.
That's weird.
But if you look at the worst, you can see that Joel was very bad 9 times, which is the least worst for Rangers.
Actually, he was six of the least worst. Dana, Kelsey, and Ryan each got a single worst. But yes, this is the
Dana.
Yeah, she got a worst. I don't remember what it was, but she got. I think it was her hair. She had really bad hair.
She had really stupid hair in that. Oh, in the episode
The movie star episode.
In the movie star episode, she had really bad hair the whole time.
Yeah, and
I would reverse that in a second.
So yeah, she got a worst for that. And so yeah, this is like the first time a season has had less than I think 16 worst for the Rangers. Let me pull that back
up. It's a good team. It's a solid team of Rangers we got this time.
Yeah, it's four really great Rangers.
And Joel.
And then this one, Story continued to have the most worst, but only with 16. And it also tied with Villains. Villains were worst 16 times, which was way more.
Oh, poor Vipra.
She only got a worst like twice.
Oh, right, because we had to find things that were worse than her, or else she would just be perma-worst. That's got to be a lot of Queen Bansheera, then.
See, I think that skewed the curve more than you wanted it to.
You know what? I think you might be right.
Yeah, here is my stance. If something is the worst, even if it's going to be the worst every single episode, just call it the worst.
The thing is, I feel bad.
Because that is an actress trying her best.
She's doing her darndest. And like, here's the other thing, is that it's not her fault that she was cast wrong, right?
Right.
So like, a lot of times I was like, yes, she's bad, but there's got to be something worse, because eventually you get used to how bad it is. So it's like, let's just speed this process up a little bit.
But then what ended up happening is there were only two times when she got a worst, and one of those was from me because I knew she only had one worst.
So you broke in to our podcast. You broke and entered onto our podcast to talk about a fish episode.
That's why you wanted to guess, just so you could
skew the numbers.
Bump her numbers up.
No, I wanted to talk about mermaids because I love that.
It is one of my favorite things about this season. It's just how they're like, oh, by the way, I don't know if you know this, there's mermaids in Power Rangers now.
Viper tries to drown one.
They all try to drown one. It was dumb.
And then going through, Story was also the second best this season, which I think there's always been something else that was second best. But it was mostly the Rangers this season with the best.
Yeah, it's got the biggest gap, it looks like, from Rangers to everything else this time.
Yeah.
From the other seasons I can see here.
Plus, it is the least amount of episodes.
That's true.
Right. And then there were five interactions that got the best. And as you pointed out, this was the first time we've ever had an interaction listed as the worst. And When we talked about this last time, one of the things about interaction is it's very much how you guys talk about it. So with Joel, it's always Joel is the worst. It's not Dr. Fairweather. She didn't do anything wrong in that interaction. So the worst falls
perfect.
On him. Right.
Yeah, of course.
So the
she's trying to do her job, Benny. She's at work.
She's
got important business to take care of. And he's there trying to like flirt with her. Aggressively,
literally like, pins her up against a keyboard at one point.
He's the worst.
It's so gross. So the actual one interaction that was the worst was between Dana and Carter fighting over rescuing Ryan.
Oh, that's from like the last episode.
Yeah, you guys called that out as the worst, and I was sitting there listening to it. And I'm like, oh no, it's both of them being. Like, both of them are the reason this is bad. And so I was so shocked that we finally had an interaction that was the worst.
We did it.
I can see you typing that one and being like, oh my God.
What? Oh my God.
Finally.
We broke the seal. Yeah. Next season is going to be 40-50. Probably not. I don't know how we're going to pick worsts on some of these. I'll let you know right now.
I'll figure it out.
I mean, I'll do my best, but I love Time Force so much. I got to look for it.
Personally, don't like that small owl thing robot.
You know, it's a dumb show for babies. Is the thing that, so like, I'm cool with the owl. Plus, like, he gets some cool hero moments.
Okay, I don't know, but I'm just not a big fan of the robot companions in Power Rangers.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Here's what I like about him.
Is the owl like the alpha?
Yeah, kind of. His name is Circuit, and he reminds me of the owl friend from the Clash of the Titans, the Ray Harryhausen movie, and that's why I like him.
I mean, that's definitely what he reminds me of, too. This was also the season with the least amount of villains getting the best, when they only had three bests the whole season.
Ooh.
Well, I think that says a lot about the villains.
Yep. And I even predicted this last time, because I knew about the season. I was like, I don't know what you guys are going to do with these villains, because I forgot all of them. and my guess actually came through, that the villains did not do well this season, which is partially why Lightspeed is so pure and good.
Yeah. There's no bad guys. No bad guys are the best.
There were some villains who got some MVPs, so like the villains did okay this, but you know, compared to like In Space, where villains reigned supreme in that one.
Yeah.
Well, that's Astronema's fault.
And Clippy.
Yeah.
And Clippy. Clippy's very good.
And Darkonda probably got a couple, because
Darkonda was a pretty good.
He's pretty villain. Good at being bad.
Yeah, there were several good villains in that season.
That season kind of relies on the villains a little bit. A
little bit.
Yeah.
Whereas this one relies on the Rangers.
Yeah.
Before we leave categories, there is the potential for tracking whether Jake or Josh calls something the best and looking at the categories for that. But
ooh, okay.
I tried to keep track of that this season, and I think I got like 5 episodes in and then just kind of forgot to do it. So if you are a super fan listening to this and you want to help Morphin Grid by the numbers, and you haven't listened to a season that we've already gone through, you can go back and mark off whether Jake or Josh called something the best, or if both of them did, and we can start discovering more about these two.
Well,
yeah, our last episode, I think, showed our hands a little bit on how different our opinions really are.
Yeah. Some of them are good opinions, and some of them are dookie from the trash can. I would say, personally, that Jake said that. You can mark that down right now.
God, I love that ranking stuff so much, listening to you two fight.
We've only had, because the rankies, the rangy rankies... I hope everyone listening just appreciates how dirty Rugrats did my vocabulary, because boy did those babies mess me up. The Ranger rankings were the first time we've ever had to like fight for position on them, and
well, it was good entertainment. You know, like a gladiatorial ring. We wanted to see some bloodshed this time.
Well, I think we got a little bit of it.
A little bit.
What about these last two categories? Production and story? Anything we got to say about those?
Not really. Like, support and battle and production were all just kind of like middle of the road. Nothing really stood out to me for this season for those categories.
Okay.
That I think they're all... either in the middle or like in the middle, but a little bit lower, or like there wasn't anything that really stood out for those categories.
Right.
So the next thing before we get to Ranger rankings is another change that I have to make to the ranking system.
Okay.
I'm sorry we're like this, Benny.
Well, no, this is entirely my fault. So I was going through Zio at some point. And I realized that if the actor got a point, then I was giving it to the Ranger and it was included in their rankings. And then somehow between Zio and Turbo, I completely forgot that I was doing that. And going forward, if an actor gets a point, I don't give it to the Rangers, which means that...
The points have shifted.
The criteria between... Zio and the rest of the seasons is different, so we can't actually compare them until we sync them up. So it's either the actors give their Ranger points or they don't.
Oh boy, Benny, this throws the whole top of the list into peril. We had this peaceful harmony because Kat and Adam were tied. It's the only way this podcast can coexist anymore. And now that might be gone.
All right, so before I tell you how this will change stuff, what does your instinct say? Should the actor best or MVP or whatnot give the ranger the points?
My knee jerk is just yes.
See, mine was no, and this is why we are a house divide. The ranger rankings have torn us apart, Josh. I mean, I'm fine with it, including.
Because if the actor does something cool, so does the ranger,
then
right?
Technically, that is the ranger, yeah. I guess I would need an example, but like, yeah, I feel like maybe you're right about that. Is it?
Oh, I'm...
That if it goes to the actor, then like we saw the ranger do that technically. So
I think for the most part, the example is that the actor gets the MVP, or the actor's acting was called out as the best, and that's usually
okay.
Why the person
then, yeah,
gets
then
it.
I think you that we should in, I think we should include that then.
Okay.
Towards the Rangers overall points. Do you have two separate lists depending on what we decided?
I mean it wasn't that difficult to do. But yes, I have two okay. two different versions. Basically all I'm going to do is tell you how things would change or how they are going to change. So if we okay. had we taken out the points, then in Zio, Rocky and Tanya would have lost some MVPs, but their ranking actually wouldn't have changed. The points that they okay. lost wasn't enough to affect the order. But
okay.
Adam would have dropped to second place with only 23 points.
I changed my mind. throw them away, Benny.
And this is why I asked you all before I revealed this information.
Yeah, man, you locked in your final answer.
Damn it. So I was editing, before we go to the next part, I was editing the Ranger rankings.
Did you get mad at me again?
Yes, I did. But also you're like, if you take away all of Kat's cool moments, what does she have? But I never flipped the script on you and be like, if you take away Adam doing kicks, like, what does he have?
I did not say if you take away all of Kat's cool moments.
You're right.
I said if
you
take away
the
hug.
The one big thing. But she did more than that. But if you take away him kicking, that's all he has.
Yeah, but he kicked more than one time.
But if you take away just, like, kicks...
He also wasn't just team mom for half a season.
Look, he was team dad. We determined this. He was just coach. He was coach dad Adam.
You're right. He was a coach.
Why are we fighting?
I don't know. You brought it up.
I did. All right, Benny, where did things shake up from there?
Well, let me stoke this fire a little bit more before we move off of it.
Oh, no!
What are Adam's negative points? What's like the negative stuff for him?
Negative stuff.
I think
no personality.
I was gonna say probably all of his character stuff.
He has kind of a lack of personality a lot of the time.
Okay.
Also, maybe his hair was dumb once.
His hair was dumb often. He started with like sweet boy band hair.
He had the nice hair, the 90s hair curtains.
By the end of Turbo, he just had my brother's hair. So.
I actually kind of like his hair in...
I don't like the long hair. I like it when it's like how he started.
I like it like the Zio early Turbo where he's like, I'm just going to stop doing anything to it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to let it do what it wants. I'm
going to throw it behind a bandana and call it a day.
He did wear a lot of bandanas.
So his negative aspect or attributes are like Kat's strengths because her personality and her look
yeah.
are like very
yeah.
big.
They're foils.
Yeah.
So you put them together.
They're great.
And they're perfect.
The perfect team.
All right. So going ahead and adding the actor points in, what happens is that Ashley is now tied for second in Turbo.
Okay.
For In Space, Ashley and Cassie get points, but it doesn't change their order. It doesn't change anything for the order for In Space. But Astronema now has 28 points, which is the new high. I think originally it was like 25 was the highest anyone had gotten. Now 28 is the
right.
number to beat.
Also Astronema.
Yes.
Well, she's the best.
No actor got an MVP in Lost Galaxy.
What a shock!
I don't believe you. I would have swore we maybe gave one to Damon.
Oh, yeah.
But if we didn't, we didn't.
It just depends on the way you talk about it again. Like,
yeah.
If you say the person's actual name, then, like, obviously it goes to the actor, but I don't remember. I don't remember on him. I think it was like, oh, he was funny. And so that was both Damon, the character,
and the actor. Yeah.
I do remember talking about Reggie Roll. That's his name, right?
Reggie.
His, like, comedic timing being on point, but that doesn't necessarily mean we bested it.
Right. So.
And then for Lightspeed, Dr. Fairweather and Carter are going to get another MVP added to their score.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
They both rule.
Basically, you could say anyone but Joel and be like, yeah, no, that's a fair assessment.
Absolutely fair.
Even Joel's actor, whose name I'm not going to remember right now.
It is. Oh, I learned it. I made sure to learn it. It's Joel Rawlings is the character.
Yep.
The actor is Dave.
David. That's a good
Dave.
It's a good blanket name.
His last name definitely
has letters.
Starts with an R,
there's probably an R somewhere in there.
One of the top 26 letters, I would say.
It is the first letter that they give you on Wheel of Fortune.
Is it?
Yeah.
I still have Jake the Hedgehog pulled up.
He never got an MVP, so I have no idea what his name is.
Yeah, I was just going to say, the character of Joel sucks a lot, but the actor did a good job playing such a shitty character.
Yeah, with what he had to work with.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm very slowly pulling it up because it's going to bug me. Played by Keith Robinson.
Oh, yes. I never would have guessed that in 1,000 years.
I knew there was an R to start one of the names, and I had a 50-50 shot on which one it was.
All right, so that brings us to the Ranger ranking for Lightspeed Rescue.
Oh, boy. Is this just Power Rangers, or is this also including support characters and villains and stuff?
So the ranking I only do with the Rangers, but I tell you how many points other people get.
Okay, cool. All right.
So the quick version of this is that if somebody got a best, they get a +1, a worst is a -1, and an MVP gets you 2 points.
Okay.
This season,
Joel's gonna have like -30.
Anybody who got a point got at least 2 entries. So there was never anybody who only got a single best or a single worst or a single MVP.
Okay.
All right. So before we get to any of our Rangers, we have So we've got 6 Rangers and then 9 other people that are going to be alongside of them. So starting this
9?
Off. Yep.
Oh, boy. I'm kind of excited to hear this. I feel like I don't know what we said at all.
I can think of 2. Are we talking about the bad guys, too, though? Are they part of that 9?
Yes. Villains, support characters are.
There's like 100 of those. 9, so.
Yeah. All right. I was going to say, I can think of 3 other people I would have given points to.
So with -3 points, we have the Monsters of the Week as a group together and Bansheera.
Okay.
Yeah, that tracks. Mama needs her coffee.
Mama does need her coffee. Hey, if anyone can hunt me down just a very ornate coffee cup that says Mama needs her coffee, I would love you forever. I don't even drink coffee.
But you need it.
I just need it.
Are you gonna like go to conventions now and ask people to like draw you art of Bansheera with that cup?
Shannon did it. Shannon drew Bansheera with the Mama Needs Your Coffee cup, and I feel like that's all I need.
Okay, you don't want a whole booklet filled with art of that.
That would be a really good sketchbook theme. It's just like, can you draw this one terrible and according to Shannon very hard to draw monster?
Yeah, that little That little sketch made her swear off drawing Bansheera ever again.
Maybe just be like, draw your favorite Power Rangers villain with a cup that says Mama needs her coffee.
That sounds good.
Anyone who wants to do that, just in your own time, just hashtag it Mama Needs Your Coffee and tweet it to us.
You know Rita needs that coffee.
She's got such a headache.
That headache. She needs that caffeine.
She's got to get some caffeine to take her headache.
Does Rita just have a caffeine headache? Is that her problem?
I think the problem with Rita is that Mama needs her coffee.
Here's the problem, Benny. There ain't no coffee on the moon.
Oh.
She hasn't had coffee in 10,000 years.
Well, putty. So directly above them with negative 2 points is Vipra.
Oh, poor girl.
Then our...
Feels so bad. She went on to form a very successful skincare company. She's doing very well for herself. I don't need to feel guilty about her being bad at acting.
True. Our sixth rank ranger, would you like to hazard a guess as who's at the bottom of the list?
Probably if I had to shoot my shot, I would say it's Joel, if I had to guess.
It is Joel with negative 1 point.
That's worse than Leo. Leo broke even at zero.
Yeah. And then Olympus also has negative 1 point.
You also have to take into account, though, the curve of the season and the other people that are around them.
That is true.
Yeah.
Joel would have fared, I think, a little better in Lost Galaxy.
I mean, maybe.
Well, I don't know who you would have creepily hit on for the whole season if he was in Lost Galaxy.
Kendricks and Maya. At least they could, like, put superpowers on and punch him. They didn't just have to be like, I'm at work, please go away.
But he had 10 entries, with 6 of those being a worst, as we mentioned earlier.
Yep.
At 4 points is Heather with a good showing.
It's my girl.
Future
Power Ranger.
I was about to say she was a one-off character, but no, she was in 2 episodes, so she's not a one-off character.
She was a two-off character. Yeah.
And then Diabolico is just above her with 5 points.
Okay. Well, that probably rests on his face turn towards the end of the season.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that helped him out a lot. Number 5, I think this is actually very sweet, with 8 points is both Ryan and his father, Captain Mitchell.
Oh, nice. Look at those two.
And this was another example of me having to go and figure out what his name was, knowing that you all were just going to call him Captain Mustache the whole time.
Oh, yeah, boy.
I already don't remember his real name.
It's Mitchell.
Mitchell. You just said it, and I was like, I don't think that's real. I think his name is Mustache.
Well, it's Dana Mitchell, Ryan Mitchell.
Captain Mustache.
Captain Mustache.
Papa Mustache.
It's Dana Mustache.
Papa needs his mustache.
No.
Who's next, Benny?
Number 4 is Dana with 10 points, which she also shares with the one-off characters as a group.
Okay. I feel like Dana had a real strong start, and then they're like, here's Ryan, and we're going to just stop looking at Dana. We're going to stop her doing stuff.
Yeah, I think she was another one. She was one of those characters that, like, we like, but then doesn't really do a whole lot and doesn't really get the points to reflect how much we like her.
Yeah, she exploded out of the gate and then just kind of middled out
again. They added Ryan. They're like, now here's Ryan, and there's Ryan's sister, and we forgot her name. Like, well, thanks, Power Rangers. She was really good at fighting before, and I guess now she's just the Pink Ranger.
And like the character story of like, oh my gosh, I just got my brother back who I thought was dead, could have been really compelling, but it was just more of like her having emotions and then us just moving on and not really dealing with those emotions.
Yeah.
Here's something I totally forgot until just now. Dana was born and raised to be a Power Ranger.
Yeah, I think we talked about that a lot in the episode where everybody lost their memories but her. Yeah. It's like they could have wiped her memory, and then she's just like, oh, this is in my bones. This is my blood, is Power
Ranger. Then the opposite of that, her brother was raised to be a demon, and that never gets explored either.
Not at all!
He was only, like, bad for a minute, and he took the Morpher, and then after that he's like, oh, no, that's my dad.
And then Dana was like, hey, the demons are the bad ones. And he's like, oh, well, I'm fixed.
Well, that just makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
You got me. They do live in a skull cavern in a hell dimension.
And they don't have necks that move.
They don't have Wi-Fi. So, like, I guess, you know, you're right. They're probably evil.
That is a clear sign.
Yeah.
Our third ranked ranger is my boy Chad with 12 points.
Yeah. Everyone's favorite kicky boy.
And then his best friend in the whole world, Kelsey, is 1 point ahead of him with 13 as our second ranger for the season.
Okay, nice.
And so that leaves us with Dr. Fairweather and Carter. Who do you think got more points?
I feel like it has to be Dr. Fairweather. Like in a walk. Like I feel like it's not even close.
I don't know. I think it might be Carter.
So Dr. Fairweather got 24 points, and Carter, our number one ranger, has 26.
Oh, you did it.
Good job, Carter.
What a good boy. Which I love Carter. He's great.
Carter has the most points of any ranger. Astronema has 28 points, and then Carter is the next one with 26 points.
But before the addition of the actor points going to them, then they would have tied, right? It would have been 25 and 25. Oh, no, I forgot to
include those. So he's got 28.
So now he's tied.
So they are tied.
He's tied. Oh, yeah.
So Carter, and you heard Dr. it here Fairweather first.
Is 26.
Carter and Astronema are the best characters in Power Rangers so far.
Empirically.
That is what my numbers say. It must be true.
That's math, which is also science, and so you can't... it's undisputable.
And everyone knows, numbers don't lie.
No.
You get 133 and a third percent chance of losing to me, Samoa Joe, and you don't get my sympathy at all.
So I think Dr. Fairweather was definitely the default, like... If you guys were trying to find something that was good about this episode, it was probably Dr. Fairweather. But then Carter not only had the Red Ranger bump, he was also just a super cool guy.
Great. Yeah.
Really good. Especially coming off the heels of a Red Ranger like Leo.
Yeah.
Just seeing like an actual hero again was like, really nice.
That was good. I enjoyed that. That was a good time.
And he very frequently ended up with both a best and the MVP like 3 or 4 or 5 times this season, which doesn't, like, sometimes there'll be a ranger that'll rack up a ton of points in one episode, but he did it very frequently.
Well, he's very good is the thing, is that he's like kind of the perfect Red Ranger.
Yeah.
Like, there's a couple perfect Red Rangers, and he is definitely one of them.
Mm-hmm. I wrote down some predictions after listening to the fourth episode.
Okay.
Because, you know, I've done the this enough that I'm starting to see patterns. I'm kind of trying to see if I can guess, like, how you guys are going to react to people.
Okay. Well, the fourth episode is the one where Kelsey and her girlfriend made me cry. So, how did that skew the curve? What did you predict from me getting very emotional about Power Rangers?
I thought Kelsey was going to be the number one.
Okay.
I'm actually surprised she was the number two. Not that I dislike Kelsey. I felt like Chad was going to be up above her.
Chad's also very stupid, though, is the problem.
And they were neck and neck. I mean, they were 12 points and 13 points. So they were right there together. So, you know, if this there'd been 45 episodes, then maybe they would have switched. Like, it just...
Yeah.
Plus, every time Chad had to fight Brian, Kelsey got to skitch on a dump truck. So.
Yeah. She got to hit twice, so... that's a big gap then between Kelsey and Dr. Fairweather.
Oh yeah,
there's some clear blue ocean between those two.
Yeah, and I had forgotten about Dr. Fairweather, and if I'd thought about it, I would have realized she was going to be like the character, like the astronomer of the season. Not quite to that level, but she was going to get a lot of points because she's like super awesome.
Yeah. That's rad, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love Dr. Fairweather. She should have been the Silver Ranger.
She really should have been. I'm disappointed about that every time I remember that she's not.
Because you know what would have happened if she would have gotten to be the Titanium Ranger? Number one, she would be on the Power Rangers rankings instead of the overall, like, people rankings.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And also, we would have had Ryan, which means Dana would have been able to keep being a character the whole time, and then she probably would have gotten some points from that, too. I don't think Ryan ruined everything. But he definitely didn't help a lot.
It's still a good season, no thanks to Ryan.
Yeah.
Or Joel. Well, Joel did some stuff.
It's a good season in spite of Joel, and no thanks to Ryan.
I'm glad he lost his memory, and Dr. Farrell was like, I'm only going to put the good parts of him back in. I'm going to take all the sexual harassment out of his body.
That headcanon is the only way that I can stand Joel to be a Power Ranger. So thank you very much for giving us that.
Yeah,
it's fits. The only way I will accept that last episode, even a tiny bit.
Mm-hmm. But that's everything that I've got. This was much faster to get through when I don't have to talk about three seasons altogether.
Right. before we get to our little last thing, I got some questions. Josh and I both noticed this one thing.
Okay.
So in column C on the Lightspeed directory, what is this thing called? This sheet? Yeah. If you go down to number 23, why is the number in red?
I don't remember. What did we do? I was actually thinking about that the other day.
Oh, this is maybe that ranks the worst episode of the season because that one was Dookie from a trash can.
Oh, it was yesterday again.
That episode sucked. That huffed butts.
That one deserves a red number.
I think.
Oh yeah, I forgot to talk a little bit about how my scores and stuff matched up to your rankings.
Oh yes.
This season was a little bit more difficult for me to figure out whether an episode was like good or okay. Like it was a little bit of a struggle.
Okay.
Which might be why there are so many good episodes. I don't know. Somebody else can re-listen to this season and challenge anything that I have to say. I'll take it. But it also had some of the widest, there was an amazing episode, which it was the introduction of the Titanium Ranger, was in an amazing episode, but it was ranked number 8. So it was much farther down in the rankings. But when I listened to it, like, you guys were super excited and very impressed with that episode. So that was kind of a difference that I noticed that popped out at me.
Our rankings are a little flawed in that we have to remember every previous episode whenever we put a new one on the list.
And historically speaking, we are bad at that.
A lot of it, especially later on in the season, is like, I don't know, this feels like a number, a top 10. So let's start looking in there.
A lot of times we'll be like, all right, what's this one about? And we'll be like, I can't tell you even a little bit what happened in that episode.
So this one that we just watched an hour ago must be better than that one that we watched months ago.
It's not an exact system, but that's why we have Benny doing the hard math.
That's right.
And then I'm trying to think of what else. The number one episode, I originally had it only listed as a good episode, and then I had to go back and listen, and I was like, oh yeah, I guess it qualifies as an amazing episode, but I'm still not completely convinced that which one was it, A Face from the Past, should have been number one.
So Captain Mustache is like, I saved you, Carter, and I'm gonna fight this fire now with my hands, and I don't even have real pants on. He was in, like, sweatpants, and he went to fight a fire.
Those are probably flammable.
Very. Unless they're asbestos sweatpants, which is...
Well, then that's bad for a different
dangerous
reason.
For a whole different reason. I think the thing with that one is, when I think about it, I love all the tropes of it, but maybe talking about it, we just weren't as, like...
But yeah, our voices were probably jazzed up. Not as enthusiastic.
Mm-hmm. Also, my little brother was on that one, and I don't know if...
Throughout the dynamic...
Whenever we have a guest on, I always like have to try to figure out like what my tempo is, because I'm used to like Josh and I can like plow through an episode in 40 minutes if we need to. Mm. We have a guest on. It's like we got to like get a whole new third person. And he was also in the room with me, which we're not used to. So like I think that might have been just kind of throwing off the presentation, not necessarily like the rhythm or anything, but just
the
like
vibe.
Yeah, because like I love my little brother.
But you introduce an X factor into the equation. Yeah, it's and suddenly
he's a big
changes.
Variable. Yeah. Also, I definitely, I vividly remember saying that was not as good as Move to Tears, but I was outvoted. So that's also it. So you know what? I take it back. My little brother's terrible.
But I.
He'll listen to this. I love you, buddy.
Let me look through. Also, there is an okay episode that is. Ranked 20, which is surrounded by a huge swath of good before you get to the rest of the OKs. And that was As Time Runs Out, aka Pirate 101. And I don't know. I gave it an OK episode and it ended up kind of in the middle of the pack with a whole bunch of good episodes around it.
I'm trying to think. As Time Runs Out.
I don't remember that one.
I think that was the one right after... The Yesterday Again? I feel like it was like... Yeah, it is. Look at
we
it.
Were
okay.
just pooped out by Yesterday
yeah,
Again.
Yeah, so anything would have felt better than that, even if we didn't, like, sound like it, we would have definitely ranked it. Like, well, at least it wasn't that turd we just had to watch. So that might be what's up with that. I have a couple other questions just about this that is going to be probably pretty bad radio, but like, why are some things colored and some things not?
It is to make it easier on me to double check that I have gotten all of the points. So if a ranger gets a best, then I will highlight that cell in the ranger's color.
Okay.
So if you look, it's usually Carter shows up and shoots it and then shoots it again. Carter's Terminator walk and Falcon punch. Carter pushes through Diabolical's chest, punches hard and blows up house. That one doesn't have Carter's name on it, but I know it's him because I highlighted it in red.
Okay. There's one worse that's just Pissy Joel.
My favorite are the no Dr. Fairweathers. Throw this one in the garbage.
Yes.
Okay. Why are these two in gold and not the other amazing?
The two amazings that are highlighted in gold were the ones that I wanted to talk about because they were either number one or number eight. And that was just kind of like, I gave it an amazing, but its ranking is a little bit lower, or the number one, like originally it was a good episode to me. So that was to remind myself to talk about it.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense. Yeah, because you'd think they'd all be at the top, but instead you got us dummies giving out the rankings. So here we are.
And then there was one good episode that was way at the bottom. Trial by Fire, aka Dead Batteries, was 34, and I still had it as a good episode. And I went back through and listened to at least part of each of these episodes to be like, did I put this in the right spot? Did I give this the right like rating? And so I'll go back and I'll listen, and I didn't change my mind when I listened to Trial by Fire that it was still a good episode, even though it ended up ranking really low.
I think the thing about that is that we only remembered the one thing about it, which was Captain Mustache being really obtuse, and I don't remember anything else that was good that might have, like, jazzed us up about it. So that might be the margin of error on that one. Again, it's just us being...
Yeah, it was. I bet it was, like, we got hung up on Captain Mustache, but a lot of the Power Ranger stuff was probably pretty good.
They did have a vision of the whole building blowing up. That was pretty cool.
Yeah,
wish I would have remembered that.
I still don't.
Well, I just did a minute ago. You heard it live on air.
And then I also have the note category where I just put like random stuff. Usually, like if you have a guest, I put the guest name on there. But then a bunch of it is just like random things that I want to remember. And I like that for that episode, my note says, is the captain a ghost?
He did just keep showing up in places like a ghost might.
I'm trying to look at some of the others. Hashtag not my Dickie.
Oh, Dickie.
Dickie.
Oh, Rip. Where'd Dickie rank? Did Dickie get any points?
Dickie didn't get any points.
Why didn't we give any points to Dickie?
Because I think he was only in one episode.
Josh, Benny, I'm sorry, guys. We got to delete this and we got to do the whole season again. Dickie didn't get any points. That seems like a crime.
Well, you can correct that error when you loop back through and do Lightspeed Rescue
next time
again.
Around. It's just all Dicky all the time. Let's see. What any other cool notes?
The make it gay, you cowards is a good one.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, obviously that is in the one where it absolutely was super gay. And they were like, no, they just met like people and were like, no, they're definitely going on a date after this.
Yeah, no, they fell in love.
Like, did you see the look on her face? Did you see the look on Nancy's face when she figured out it was Kelsey? That's love. That's real love right there. Power Rangers is bullshit.
Oh, Kelsey offers to teach Chad how to flirt.
That didn't go great for anybody.
That is probably one of my favorite moments because I'm sure the way it was intended to read was Kelsey's offering to teach him because she's a girl, but my interpretation was she's offering to teach him because she knows how to flirt with girls.
Oh, yeah,
so she does it all the time.
Yeah. Also, to that point, I'm trying to find the episodes.
Is Joel a serial killer? That's a good note.
Is Joel? That's, you know what? He maybe used to be, but one episode later, he gets fixed. So that's pretty good.
There's also the note. Ha ha ha! They think Chad is gay. Such summer children.
He you know what? To be fair, he's wicked gay in those first couple. Like up until Marina shows up, I would have been like 100%. This dude is old. That's why he's bad at talking to girls, because he's like, this is performative and I don't want to do this. But then like he falls in love with a mermaid, and I was like, maybe not. Maybe he's just extra bi. I don't know.
That's fine. Bi visibility is important.
I do super love Chad though. I came to love him. At first I was like, man, Chad's stupid, and that was very endearing. And I was like, Chad's great because he's so dumb.
At first it was just Chad is there, and then it was Chad is stupid, and then Chad is pretty good.
Yeah.
I think the last time that I watched this season, I was like, oh man, like, that's not, like, he's not a very good actor. Like, his line delivery is really weird. And then we kept going, and I'm just like, oh no, Chad's dumb, and that's amazing line delivery for this character. Oh, yeah.
These are absolutely choices that he is making.
Yeah, I don't think anyone told him Chad was dumb. He was just like, I bet Chad's pretty dumb.
I mean, he read the same script everybody else had, and he was like, this guy's dumb. I'm going to play him dumb.
Well, in the worst episode, he was the one who got the best for picking up oatmeal with a fork.
Oh, that was so good. Oh, you
idiot.
Only
good thing in that episode.
You beautiful idiot, Chad. Never change. So, Benny, this is the other thing that I did want to talk about at the end, because we're at about an hour. We recently, our last episode, sorry to skip last time, stuff came up, so we couldn't record. And then the only other day we could record, I went to a rap show very late at night. I actually could have recorded that night and then gone to a rap show. It was so late. But I didn't know that at the time. So the Ranger rankings that we did, I wanted to see if there, if you have any data on how it stacks up versus the actual numbers.
Okay. So this is what I did, and it's not perfect, but I just took every single point that a ranger got, no matter, like, across all the different seasons that they showed up in.
Okay.
And then put them in order. And if there were any ties, I went through and I gave a distinct rank to them, even if they had the same points. And you may not agree with it, and we may need to adjust it, but I went through and I gave it. And so it's from 1 to 28. Because Trini, Kimberly, Zach, Aisha, and the Alien Rangers haven't shown up and they don't have any points.
Right.
So I can't give them. They're all
no data. Non-value. Yeah. Data missing.
404 error.
Right. Okay. So 28 then?
That would be Trey with -2 points.
Okay. Everything lines up so far. Next would be Leo, if I had to guess.
Joel with -1 point.
Yeah. He's got -1. And then.
Then
Leo.
Zane.
Zane
got -1 point.
Oh, you're right. Zane was dookie, wasn't he?
Zane did suck. Huh?
Zane and his stupid ass frosted tips and his dumb dune buggy and his boring. He's just like a jaw. He's like a full glass of mayonnaise. He's like if you took a spatula and just scooped it into a cup. He's just a full on 20-ounce glass of mayonnaise.
Oh, that upsets me.
Oh, no.
And then Leo at zero.
And then Leo. And then Leo is 0 points.
Nobody put mayonnaise in a glass.
No, it doesn't. Every time I watch Food Network and they're like, hey, we got a little mayonnaise in a cup. I was like, that don't belong there.
You don't put that. You just take it out of the jar.
Why'd you dig it out of the jar and put it in a new thing? How dare you, Giada De Laurentiis?
I'm so upset now.
That's Zane's fault.
Yeah, you blame it on Zane.
Blame it on the Zane.
Don't blame it on the sunshine. Don't blame it on the moonlight. Blame it on Zane. Who's next?
So going from 0 points up to 7 points at 24 is Kai.
Okay, we had Maya and Joel below Kai. Joel is still below, but Maya probably did a little bit better.
Yes.
In the math than the feelings.
Yeah.
And then Mike also had 7 points, but I put him above Kai.
I think that's a fair assessment. Kai wasn't a lot.
No, he was just kind of gross sometimes, and then other than that, he was nothing.
He was kind of just pissy.
And then sometimes he reminded me of my friend Layton. And that was it.
Number 22 on my list is Ryan with 8 points, and then Billy also has 8 points, but I put Billy above Ryan.
That's fair. Mm-hmm. We are already way off.
Oh, yeah. And you also have to remember that that's Billy only with Turbo only when he wasn't a Ranger.
Zio. He was not that. He didn't make it to Turbo.
Yeah, sorry, Zio. That was Zio when he wasn't a Ranger.
So he was like, getting married to a fish.
He
in
flew
space.
Off to Aquitar for his honeymoon.
He honeymooned on Triforia, maybe. We don't know.
Well, it's a shame. It probably smells like farts over there.
It's a very sulfur-based. Okay. Now I got to know where Rocky and Carlos. I'm excited when we get to Rocky and Carlos because they are both below Billy.
So 9 points was Tommy and Andros. So I had Tommy at 20 and Andros at 19. I don't know if those should be reversed or not.
I don't think so.
No, I feel like probably not, but a case could be made. I feel like Tommy definitely deserves to be above someone if he's tied at the very least. He did save Power Rangers.
Right.
So, you know, for that.
And if Mighty Morphin was included, he would definitely have more points than Andros.
Tommy ruled in Mighty Morphin.
Yeah, that's very true.
He didn't get sucky till Turbo, and then he didn't I don't even want to say sucky, like, I mean, yeah, he was bad in Turbo, but like JDF got weird, and that a lot of my opinions changed on Tommy just because, like, oh, I can't help but look at this very weird dude who's just kind of a pissy baby a lot of the time.
Well, he'll be back.
Can't wait.
And then he'll be back again and again.
And again and again and again and again and again.
He'll keep coming back as long as they keep asking.
And then eventually,
they're not going to stop.
Him and Kat have a son named Jake. That is an SPD, and his nickname is JJ, which is also my nickname. I can't believe after all the smack I talked about the comics, they're like, fine, here you are in the comic now. Like, that'll shut me up for sure.
I just, you guys talk and I have no response to half of this. It's great podcasting on my half.
I'm a force of nature.
Can confer.
So we have 3 people who got 10 points. So I have Carlos at 18, Justin at 17, and Dana above them with 16, or rank 16. I don't know if Carlos and Justin should be switched or not.
No, Justin annoys me.
Right.
But I think he's a better Power Ranger than Carlos.
Yeah. Same. Carlos, they tried to do that in like the first season, they messed up on the footage and like they made Zach the Black Ranger because they wanted Zach to be Jason's best friend and they wanted Billy to be the smart one. And it's the opposite in the Sentai footage, like who's the blue one? Dan. Like Dan is like good friends with Geki, and then whoever, I don't remember the Black Ranger's name in G-Ranger, but like he's the smart one. And so a lot of the footage does not add up to where like it's always like the Black Ranger is coming up with the plans and the Blue Ranger's like the funny sidekick guy. Mm. And so there's like a lot of that going on with Carlos because in space, the Black Ranger is the leader and they gave that to Carlos and he's not good at that. And so a lot of that's like, I don't buy you doing anything of this magnitude, Carlos.
And plus, he wanted to beat up Sylvie once.
I don't know if he wanted to beat her up. He did probably want to leave her in a space lock for a little while.
He definitely got overly mad at a small child.
At a little girl whose brother either died or was dying. I'm pretty sure died. Not a good look, Carlos. Nope. Anyway, continue.
Number 15 is Chad with 12 points, as we previously mentioned.
Yep.
Then 13 points is Kelsey with Kendrick's above her at 13. Ranked 13 with 13 points.
Yeah, see how low Kendrick's deserves to be? Not at all like some other Pink Rangers.
I think she's in the right spot on my list.
Gosh, she's the lowest ranked Pink Ranger on this list.
Yeah, I think she might be.
You said Dana already.
You did say Dana.
Oh, sorry, Dana. Sorry. So I have half of them colored in.
Okay.
But like the Lightspeed Rescue people aren't colored in. So I was just looking at pink color.
This is amazing because we have not gotten to Maya yet. And she is very low on our list.
Like, I don't know. I just remember her as background noise.
Well, number 12 is Rocky.
Okay. He's also pretty low.
And then Damon is 11 with 16 points. Which he shares with Jason, who gets into our top 10.
Well, that's just wrong.
He was that's only Zio.
That's only from Zio.
Only Zio.
He wasn't even there for the whole season. Okay.
Yeah. He's there for half of it, maybe.
And then part of the reason that this just does not work is Tanya is number 9 because she's got 17 points between two seasons.
Hey, Tanya, good job.
Yeah, you do all right.
Good job, Tanya, who is number 19 on our list.
Right.
But this means Maya is like
in the top 8.
Way
she's,
up
she
there.
Would be one of our best friends on MySpace.
She's going to end up number 1 somehow.
No, she's now. She is number 8. She just got onto okay. that friends list.
20 points up. She jumped 20 places from our list to yours.
She was the number 1 ranger for her season. Granted, not saying a whole lot, but
how the she butt got 20 did we points. Not remember that?
Do you know why she was the number 1? It's because she wasn't bad. She was just middling.
She wasn't bad.
She never did bad stuff.
And then Kendricks and Carone only had half of the season, so they didn't get as many
that's
points.
That's right.
She was either like middle of the road or did a really cool thing.
Yeah.
I think,
and one time she did hear through space, and that was pretty dumb and bad. But
she had good fight scenes, and I think you two have forgotten that fact. You guys liked her fighting.
I think I did mention it a little bit. Yeah, yeah. Also, Loyax was her. Was a Maya episode?
That,
yeah.
That's very true. That bumped her up a lot. You can tell when we like are talking about the episodes. We're just like, a fight happened. It was pretty cool. Like even if that fight kicked ass, we only talk about it for like a minute because it's like it's just a Power Rangers fight.
Well, neither of us are choreographers, so we don't know how to like talk about it. I don't think it's the same way when I talk about wrestling matches. Like I will hit like the moments, but I won't be like, and then they did a wrist lock, and then they transitioned from there into a hammer. Like, I mean, you could if you're the most boring man alive, but like
Mike Tenay,
yeah, the professor. So who is next?
Number 7 is Cassie. She also got 20 points.
Okay, significant bump.
And then, I forgot to include the actor's points because I wasn't sure how that was going to go. But
that's fair.
Carter is currently at 6 with 26 points. I don't think he would end up changing places, though, because Ashley is right above him with 28 points, and she also got some points from the actress.
Right.
So Ashley is our number 5. Carone is number 4 with 30
That's
points.
That's a better place. That's a
right.
much better place than you, that, than where that, she landed on
no,
ours, I
that
think.
That includes all the astronomy stuff. I don't think that's right.
I did include astronomy.
It's the same person.
But it's not.
It's the same person, Josh.
It's not.
It's the same.
No, she's brainwashed. She's a completely different
she's
person.
It's the same body. It's the same actress.
She's
doing
literally
same stuff.
Reprogrammed.
She's not, though.
She gets the yuppie wave, but it's still her.
But the yuppie wave still made her like a cool bounty hunter.
Yeah,
with a choker.
It killed astronomer.
But it's the same. Josh, it's the same. She was a baby when she got took. She doesn't even remember being Carone before that. There was only astronomer.
So TJ is 3rd with 32 points.
That's where I had him. That's my man.
I had him up pretty high. I don't remember exactly where.
Not 3, because he ended at number 5, so he couldn't have been higher than me.
And then that leaves our green and pink ranger surrounded in controversy as foils to each other.
At 2-1 tied, correct?
Kat had 35 points and Adam had 37.
Oh, yeah.
Because you keep talking about
you're
the
part of that.
Operation. You keep talking about Adam coming back for Operation Overdrive, but he also came back before that and got, I think, 3 points in that episode or something.
I thought that tied them up. I thought that's what tied them up.
No, they are tied. No. In Zeo. In Zeo, they are tied. But then I think if I remember correctly, Kat got 10 points in Turbo and Adam got 9 points in Turbo.
She's the better ranger.
But then Adam shows up again and got more points.
Okay.
Yeah, he's Shawn Michaels' way to the top. He keeps coming back.
He's coming back.
you can't get rid of him.
And I would say, you know what? Fine, then in Operation Overdrive, I'm not going to give him any points. But you know what? I can guarantee he's going to be the only good thing about maybe that season, let alone that episode.
I bet we'll find some diamonds in the rough.
Gosh, I hope so.
There's got to be at least a couple cool things in Operation Overdrive.
I hope.
There has to be. At its core, it's still a season of Power Rangers. It has to be something good.
Time will tell. We will burn that bridge when we get to it. Other Rangers also show up in that season, in that episode.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm mostly just thinking of the other Rangers that showed up with Adam. I like most of them. So, yeah, there we go.
I had TJ at number 5.
See, so he ended where you had him, because I had him at number 3.
Yeah.
Because that's my man right there. Well, Benny, this has been illuminating. Thank you very much for coming on. Thank you for doing all this math for us. Not for us, I guess, at us.
At you. I do math at you. I think that is very accurate.
Before we get out of here, two things. Number one, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me on Twitter at BenActive, B-E-N-N Active. And I have a podcast now.
Yeah.
So you can listen to Urugar's Forge of Creation. Urugar is spelled E-U-R-I-G-A-R. On Podbean, it's on Apple Podcasts and Google Play. Urugar's Forge of Creation on Twitter at Urugar's FOC.
I was on that.
You were.
I did an episode. We put dinosaurs in it.
Josh, when are you going to be on it?
Whenever I get my own microphones. Whenever I have to guest on something, I have to come over here, and it's like super inconvenient. So.
It's only been on one other podcast.
Yeah. Huh.
So he's a catch. He's a prize. Come on. I'll do anything. I'm cheap and easy. You got to work for Josh. And then the second thing I want to ask is any existential crises you would like to give us before you leave? Because you've been kind of light on those this episode.
Well, I'm trying to pull back a little bit from that. You guys are the only Power Rangers podcast that I listen to now. So if I destroy your brains, then I won't have anything to listen to.
I mean, you could jump over to Ranger Danger, but you'd have to listen to a lot of episodes again because they are they're in space. They're like 3 seasons behind us at this point. But also, I see you got your own podcast now. You're trying to soften your image so you can get some people over there.
Right.
It's good marketing. I went the opposite way. All right. Anything else before we get out of here?
I don't think so. You answered my question about the red numbers, so.
I think it's just like, this is the worst one.
This is the worst episode of Power Rangers.
I don't think that.
I think I specifically marked it because it was the time travel episode, and I hate time travel, especially when it's done poorly. So yeah, it was like, I'm putting a red one on this because I'm pretty sure this is going to be the worst one.
Yeah.
I don't mind time travel. It can get a little loopy, no pun intended. It's just that episode, they introduced it and refused to play with it, and that, I think, is what frustrated me the most.
The weird thing about that episode is that it is a classic Groundhog Day setup, and then they just go from the first one to the last one, and it's like, you need to do one or two more. Yeah. That's the rules.
He only goes back one time.
That's just dumb. That doesn't make any sense.
Anyway,
we talked about that plenty.
That's us complaining about yesterday again.
Again, we'll do it forever, probably. No, we've only done it once. This is the only time we've complained about it, this length. So, Benny, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me again. I'm glad you guys enjoyed this ridiculousness that I started on a whim.
I very much do. I'm not going to speak for Josh. It's clearly fun. I can't.
It's a fun time. Oh, no, yeah, you can't. You're not allowed.
We'll definitely have you back next season to do the Time Force by the Numbers, which I feel like are going to be buck wild because I can't think of a single bad thing that happened in that season. So very excited to see how that season shakes out. Oh, housekeeping real quick. So we skipped a week, so we still have 2 other things we got to do. So next week is the Morphies. We are probably recording them the day this goes up. So send them in. I will tweet about it. Send in your Morphe ideas. That's our award show where you give us categories and we give awards to them. And then the week after, we are going to be watching the movie Extreme Heist, which is directed.
Also known as Wicked Games.
A.K.A. Wicked Games, directed by Koichi Sakamoto, starring Johnny Young Bosch.
Jason Narvi's in it.
Paul Schreier's in it. It looks like it was filmed on a Motorola Razr, so I'm pretty excited about that. And then after that, we're going to start up Time Force. So first week of December is Time Force is starting. So anybody get ready. It's going to be a good time.
Almost time for Time Force.
So thank you very much for listening. We will see you next week for the Morphe Awards, for the 8th seasonal Morphe Awards. But until then,
may the power protect you.
All right, I feel like you started the Rangies. I feel like you did.
The Range Kings? The Rankers? The Power Rankings?
I think we got it in one with the Rangies, and then now we're
that sounds
just kinda,
like an award show.
You're right.
Isn't
but we
that
did
the
award
point?
Them. We awarded them places on a list.
Yes.
They should be so lucky.